The content of this program is for people who were blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Couple of new items to talk about. Well, the first one isn't exactly new, and actually the second one isn't either, but they're the first time to be mentioned this year. And the 33rd annual Merle Fest is right around the corner. The yearly event in Wilkesboro is set for Thursday through Sunday, April 23rd through the 26th. The festival draws thousands to the Wilkes Community College campus, and when I say thousands, I mean $75,000 to $80,000 people on an average year. Melissa Etheridge is the latest to announce she'll be there with Willie Nelson, Allison Krauss, and John Prine. Here are just a few of the other entertainers lined up to perform: Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Marcus King Band, Colin Hay, Billy Strings, the Jerry Douglas Band, the Sam Bush Band, Jim Lauderdale, and John Cowan. That's a very short list of the many performers scheduled for Merle Fest. The annual festival celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson. Again, that's Merle Fest 2020, Thursday through Sunday, April 23rd through the 26th. And Theater Raleigh has announced it will host its first sensory-friendly performance for families this spring with a special performance of Bud Not Buddy at 2 o'clock on March 28th. The community theater says that while Theater Raleigh strives to make all performances accessible, sensory-friendly performances are specifically designed to create a performing arts experience that is welcome to all families, including children and adults with autism or other disabilities that create sensory sensitivities. The sensory-friendly performance will include a lower sound level and reduction of loud or startling sounds, reductions in flashing or strobe lights, house lights to remain at a low level during the performance, freedom to talk or move during the show, including leaving seats during the performance, designated space for standing, movement, as well as a quiet area. Fewer tickets are sold for this performance, extra support from trained staff and volunteers. Now, the show is based on the popular book of the same name by Christopher Paul Curtis, about a 10-year-old boy and his journey during the Depression to find his father, who he has never met. The show is part of the group's family series, Buddy Not Buddy, runs on select days from March 13th to March 29th at the Duke Energy Center. The 75-minute show with no intermission is best for ages 9 and up. Tickets are $12 for kids, $17 for adults. The show is presented in partnership with the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble. And that's a sensory-friendly performance of Bud, Not Buddy, March 28th at the Duke Energy Center. All right, checking the universities in the area for their upcoming entertainment. NC State's Live is all events are at Stewart Theater. Friday, January 24th, it's Marcus Roberts and the Modern Jazz Generation. When he sits down at the piano, you want to be in that room. He's got the wild style of Thelonious Monk with a little Fats Waller thrown in for good measure. He's won countless awards, launched his own record label, been commissioned by prestigious jazz festivals, and profiled on CBS's 60 Minutes. That's Friday, January 24th at Stewart Theater on the NC State campus. Saturday, February 15th, it's Shana Tucker. North Carolina has a rich musical heritage, and pioneering artists like Tucker are keeping this lineage alive. Chamber Soul is now, Shana prefers to label her distinctive mix of lyrical storytelling, uplifting jazz, classical, folk, R&B, and pop, all translated through her soulful voice and hypnotic cello arrangements. This is at Titmus Theater at 5 and 8. Friday, February 28th, it's Yamato, the drummers of Japan. Their motto is go anywhere if invited and make the world a little more happy. With close to 200 performances a year worldwide, they take happiness very seriously. Traveling from Japan's Asuka Village, these highly trained musicians captivate audiences through Japan's traditional wadaiko drums. Yamato thinks of their ancient instruments as a heartbeat, the basic element of life. Other events coming up at NC State University, Thursday, March 5th, Wind Ensemble. That's at 7 o'clock, as are the next several events. Friday, March 27th, Spring Choir Concert. Saturday, March 28th, Mubeda Sai's A Cappella Fest. Saturday, April 4th, Jazz Ensemble 1. And Sunday, April 5th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra. That performance is at 2 o'clock? 4 o'clock. Then Sunday, March 22nd, there's Kid Stuff, Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia. This enchanting troupe returns to bring us Eric Carle's classic tale of transition, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Using the magic of blacklight and fanciful puppets, this inventive theater company brings the beloved story to life in a blaze of color. It's recommended for curious and creative minds ages 3 to 8 and their families, and it as performance is at 3 o'clock. All right, Carolina Performing Arts, its 15th anniversary season this year. Programs start at 8, unless noted. Friday through Sunday, January 24th through the 26th, Big Dance Theater's Antigonic, an inspired use of dance, music, text, and visual design. Antigonic is a pop-up play under construction of renowned poet and classicist Anne Carson's one-act, radical feminist, philosophical take on Sophocles' Antigone. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Thursday, January 30th, Carolina Performing Arts, Martha Graham Dance Company, The Eve Project. And that's at Memorial Hall. It was created in honor of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment and features the work of women choreographers and composers. Saturday, February 1st, Lucia Lucas, baritone with Clara Yang on piano. Lucas has emerged as a performer guaranteed to shatter opera's glass ceiling. The first known transgender opera singer to star in a lead role in the U.S., Lucas and her powerful voice have made waves at opera houses across the globe. Yang is currently associate professor of music and head of keyboard studies at UNC Chapel Hill. This event is at Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. Then Thursday and Friday, February 6 and 7, Edna Lewis. The impact of the late Southern chef Edna Lewis on American cuisine and generations of people cannot be overstated. Inspired by Hilton Alls' childhood recollections of admiring Lewis from afar, During her years in New York City, Edna Lewis is a meditative love letter to her by a celebrated writer. This is at Kermit Art Space and Studio. All right, now it's Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock unless it's noted. Saturday, January 25th, St. Lawrence String Quartet and Anne-Marie McDermott on piano. Chamber Arts Series event. The St. Lawrence String Quartet returns with pianist Anne-Marie McDermott for a varied and intriguing program. The quartet, in residence at Stanford for 20 years now, is consistently ranked in the highest echelon of American quartets. That's from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The event on January 25th is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, January 31st is Jan Lazicki on piano. This is part of the piano recital series. A Canadian pianist, Lazicki, makes his Dake Duke performances debut at Baldwin Auditorium. Only 24 years old, Lazicki has established serious artistic credentials. His recordings of Chopin at age 14 were praised by BBC Music Magazine for their mature musicality, and at 15 he signed an exclusive contract with Deutsche Grammophon. Rebuffing the child prodigy label, Lazicki's gifts are admired in pianists of any age. Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, Duke performances, it's Ballet X. The letter X often functions like an open-ended signature, future-facing, representing an unknown quantity or quality. Taken on its own, it also resembles a figure with all limbs outstretched, reaching past one's foreseeable ends. It makes sense, then, that the letter flanks the name of Philadelphia-based contemporary ballet company, Ballet X, whose charge is to innovate, experiment with, and reformulate classic ballet for the 21st century. Performances are at Reynolds Industries Theater. Thursday, February 6th, Curtis Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra is composed of about 100 students from Philadelphia's Curtis Institute of Music, which is one of the most selective schools in the world, and regularly features world-class conductors to lead the orchestra in concert. This event is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, February 8th, Doric String Quartet Chamber Arts Series. Based in the UK, the Doric plays with less vibrato than most, producing an unusually pure sound. The quartet achieves clear and steady pianissimo, well, you know, I hope you know what I just can't get that out right. Pianissimo. Anyway, at the threshold of audibility without ever resorting to mutes. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. I lost it on that. I apologize to the Doric String Quartet, which is performing as part of the Chamber Arts Series on Saturday, February 8th. Then Friday, February 14th, Joshua Redman's Still Dreaming. Since the 90s, Redman has regularly challenged contemporary jazz's fluid narratives as a prolific bandleader and sideman, releasing acclaimed recordings that convey his admiration for the improvisational tradition. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Performing with Redman will be Ron Miles, Scott Coley, and Dave King. Saturday and Sunday, February 15 and 16, it's the American Ballet Theater Studio Company with Stephanie Batten Bland. There are two performances each day, Saturday at 6 and 8, and then Sunday, 3 and 5. Saturday, February 15th as well, Academy for Early Music Berlin, short name ACMUS. They were founded in East Berlin in 1982. Their performance is at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, checking out some of the local entertaining venues bringing big-time entertainment into the area. Let's start with the Greensboro Coliseum. Coming up Tuesday through Sunday, January 21st through the 26th, it is the 2020 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. And Thursday through Sunday, January 30th through February 2nd, Jurassic World Live Tour. Saturday, February 8th, KISS, the End of the Road World Tour. Thursday, February 13th, Brantley Gilbert Fired Up Tour 2020. Saturday, February 15th, Winter Jam 2020, Christian Music's premier multi-artist annual outing. It will feature Crowder, Hillsong, Young and Free, Passion, and Louis Giglio, among others. All right, Sunday, February 16th at Greensboro Coliseum, Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. This will feature Mike Epps, Gary Owen, DC Youngfly, Country Wayne, and Tommy Davidson. Saturday, February 29th, Lauren Daigle World Tour. Sunday, March 1st, Post Malone, the Runaway Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, March 4th through the 8th, the 2020 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Then Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, the 2020 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Friday, March 27th, the ever-popular Harlem Globetrotters. March 28th, which is a Saturday, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour. And then coming up in July, the 29th, as a matter of fact, which is a Wednesday, it's Justin Bieber. All right, looking at the lineup for the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Saturday and Sunday, January 25 and 26, it's Tyler Perry's Madea Farewell Play Tour. Saturday, February 1st, Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour 2020. Friday, February 7th, Andrea Bocelli In Concert for Valentine's. Friday, February 21st, Mark Anthony, The Opus Tour. Friday, March 6th, Sturgill Simpson, A Good Looking Tour with special guest Tyler Childers. Sunday, March 8th, Nick Cannon presents MTV's Wild and Out Live. Saturday, March 14th, Martin Lawrence, the LITAF Tour. Wednesday, March 18th, is Michael Bublé. Friday, March 27th, the Millennium Tour 2020. Featuring Omarion, Bow Wow, Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd, Sammy, Pretty Ricky, and Soulja Boy. Sunday, March 29th, it is the Harlem Globetrotters. And also coming to appear in Charlotte, this at the Bank of America Stadium. Saturday, April 18th, is Billy Joel. Saturday, May 2nd, Garth Brooks. And then Saturday, July 11th, Motley Crue and Def Leppard with Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. That's at Bank of America Stadium. Okay, let's talk about a few laughs that are available, starting with Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, January 23rd through the 25th, it's Ron Funches. Ron has built an impressive acting resume, whether it's lending his voice to projects like Trolls, Bob's Burgers, and Adventure Time, or his memorable acting roles on The Goldbergs, Blackish, New Girl, Transparent, Powerless, and Undateable. Sunday, January 26, Kerwin Claiborne. Kerwin's hard work and eager approach to his craft have successfully launched him to stardom. His internet personalities, such as Ms. Mary, Uncle Leroy, and Miss Keisha, have made it easy for everyday people to relate. Thursday through Saturday, January 30th through February 1st, it's Donnell Rawlings. For Chappelle Show fans, Donnell's name will always be synonymous with Ashy Larry or Beautiful or any of his other unforgettable characters. Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, Adrienne Iapolucci. Adrienne made her stand-up debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Thursday through Saturday, February 6th through the 8th, Sam Morrell. Sam is one of the best joke writers and a versatile comic with a deep baritone voice. Morrell is unexpectedly provocative and can make light of even the darkest situation. Sunday, February 9th, it's Shuler King. He's a South Carolina native, a stand-up comedian, and a funeral director. Shuler knew he was destined to be an entertainer at an early age. Comedy may be his passion, but he doesn't want to let his chosen profession affect his family's funeral business, so he works there when he's not cracking jokes. Thursday through Saturday, February 13th through the 15th, it is Beth Sterling. Beth is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actress based in Los Angeles, who Time Out magazine named a comic to watch in 2016. Thursday through Saturday, February 20th through the 22nd, Bobcat Goldthwait. Over the years, Bobcat has amassed legions of fans with his brutally honest, outrageous, and offbeat comedy that has made him one of the most recognizable comedians in show business today. Then on Thursday through Saturday, March 5th through the 7th, it's John Doerr. Doerr named one of 10 comics to watch by Variety. Ottawa-born comedian, host, and actor John Doerr is renowned for his offbeat humor and unique bait-and-switch style. And special note, all shows are 18+. Let's move to the laughs at Raleigh Improv, which is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, January 23rd, Fresh Drunk Stoned Comedy Tour. This triple headliner show features Franco Harris, Matt Bellick, and Tim Hanlon, bringing you unapologetic, irreverent humor. Friday and Saturday, January 24 and 25, Sean Wayans. Born into one of Hollywood's largest and most successful comedic families, so he was naturally gifted with the ability to make people laugh. Sunday, January 26th, it's the Hodge Twins. For years, you have watched them on their various YouTube channels and laughed until your stomachs were in knots. Just imagine that same reaction doubled. If you thought they were funny online, just wait till you see them live. Thursday through Saturday, January 30th through February 1st, Pat McGann. He's a stand-up comedian and television host from Chicago. Wednesday and Thursday, February 5 and 6, it's Leanne Morgan. Leanne's style of comedy combines her southern charm and hilarious storytelling about her own life into an act that keeps them coming back for more. Friday through Sunday, February 7th through the 9th, it's Philippe Esparza. Philippe is a comedian and actor best known for his raw, real-life comedy that audiences everywhere can relate to. Thursday through Sunday, February 13th through the 16th, it's Ms. Pat. Let's start with the fact Ms. Pat has lived the life of, has not lived the life of the typical comedian. Born to a single mother living on welfare in tough West End neighborhood of Atlanta, Ms. Pat learned early on she would have to fend for herself. 2003, with her caseworker's encouragement, she decided to go on stage and appeared at the open mic night at the pub in Atlanta. And Thursday, February 20th, at Raleigh Improv, Kev on stage, slightly problematic. Kev on stage honed his comedic skills while growing up as a military kid who knew that the humor and quick wit he used to keep up with his naturally funny family and to quickly make friends as they moved to from city to city would one day turn into a successful career. Again, all shows rated 18+. And finally, the Brick Universe, let's start that over. The Brick Universe Lego Fan Convention returns to Raleigh for its sixth year, March 7th and 8th. To say this event is popular is an understatement. It sold out in 2019. Takes place at the Raleigh Convention Center and offers lots of hands-on building, massive displays, creative experiences, a challenge zone, meet and greets with Lego celebrities, and other activities. It's one of 10 Brick Universe shows across the country each year, but Raleigh is the flagship event. Again, that's Lego Fan Convention in Raleigh coming up March 7th and 8th. And it's, once again, Raleigh is the flagship event. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.